With the long and wet harvest, very little fertilizer was put down last fall. What does that mean for spring field work? Rock and Roll Agronomy owner Jason Hansen says that's been a big question this spring. Crops such as corn and wheat can be fertilized later, so the planting window isn't sacrificed.
Corn and wheat, that's easy to do. You can put that in, and you can have various methods of putting that on. So both those crops probably buy fifthly if you're going to want to have fertilizer on, though. And then by the time you start getting to 5-6, your demand from that crop is going to pick up quite a bit. And then you got growing points that will start coming above the ground. And from that there, you got more chance of damage from just having fertilizer applicator on that. And both those crops probably buy fifthly if you're going to want to have fertilizer on.
Soils in the Devil's Lake Basin were on the dry side last fall. If soil conditions remain dry, Hansen recommends using nitrogen fertilizer additives to extend the amount of time nitrogen remains in the soil.
Make appropriate measures with, say, an Agritane or an Instinct if you need to extend a period. You know, there's one thing. With most crops, your bread and butter is fertility. That's just, I mean, if you're going to make a cake, you got to have the ingredients to make a cake. Now there's frosting and sprinkles and candles and all that other stuff. You can determine that later, but you got to have the ingredients to make that cake. So,
reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.